We like full-body MRIs, but they have a dark side. Are you aware of the upsides and downsides? There are many services that we use clinically and that we recommend for patients, actually including this one. But we have this conversation that, you know, we know it as the physician-patient relationship. And we're not a fan that people can just go to these different kind of direct-to-consumer websites and order an MRI without understanding the ups and downs of it first.
I mean, it's quite a large investment, and it's surprising that it's just direct and, you know, accessible to the public, whereas something like, you know, I guess routine labs are. I'm really interested in this malpractice case. I haven't seen something like this, but I suppose it was only a matter of time with, you know, services mm-hmm. like this one and others that are out there doing, you know, raising lots of money and presumably doing, you know, probably tens of thousands of scans at this point.
There's a difference between, you know, kind of like a bad outcome because, you know, you've tried a lot of things, but there's bad luck and missing something significantly. And basically what happened in this case is a relatively young person who is presumably did not know he was unhealthy first, had a huge blockage in one of the arteries and led to a stroke and a lot of, you know, worse quality of life. And he had something called a Pronuvo MRI. I think it said something like 8 months before the incident, which is very sad. And I guess we could put up a picture of what the blockage would look like if people are curious on the MRI. This is all public information. But the the interesting part about this, I guess, from a provider standpoint, is some states have a relatively low limit on what amount that they can pay out. And Pronuvo tried to get them to pay out this lower amount, I guess because this is an employed physician, and that was just not going to be the case.
Yeah, it's either a W-2, so a radiologist that specifically works for Pronuvo, and that's why they're sort of both being named here, and that's why this article is saying that, you know, Pronuvo, this California-based company, is trying to use California laws mm-hmm. when the harm to the patient occurred in New York. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting to me, unless it's a situation where maybe this is a 1099 and Pronuvo is saying like, hey, we'll back you up because mm-hmm. they don't want their, I mean, relatively small number of radiologists. They have about 100 radiologists to leave, and then they have nobody that wants to work for them or interpret scans yep. because of the medical legal implications there.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see this play out. Obviously, it's a tragedy, and I'm sure the radiologist didn't intentionally not remark on this. You know, they've done studies where radiologists, even the same guy, 1 week to the next, will look at the same scan and give a different read. That's the nature of human error. And, you know, hopefully somewhere something like, I assume an AI could recognize this stenosis that we put up on the screen earlier and, you know, would not necessarily be the primary reader, but would go back and flag and be like, hey, did you want to remark on this slide?
A backup.
And then it puts it on the screen in front of them with an arrow pointing to like what it's interested in.
Yeah.
And then the human reviewer can say like, oh, that's artifact, or oh yeah, I'm glad this was caught, is like we talk about the Swiss cheese model of medical errors.
Absolutely. AI should be an additional layer in the Swiss cheese model, which is if you know, sometimes there's gonna be a hole, human error or AI error. And if it makes it through that hole, then it gets blocked by a different part of the cheese. So in the Swiss cheese model of basically healthcare error, then you get blocked at multiple other locations if everyone is checking over. So ideally the care coordinator, medical assistant's checking, the nurse is checking, the interdisciplinary team, if they're seeing multiple physicians, all of those nurse practitioners or physicians or PAs are checking. And in addition, the pharmacist is checking, or the radiologist, or if it's a diagnostic imaging study. So I do think that Pronuvo is a good company. My main issue with it is, well, of course, this is, I guess, the second issue is, you know, you always want a quality reading of your scans and not to get Swiss cheesed. But, you know, if there's a pertinent area of the scan that you can look at, then maybe having a extra radiologist look at it, or even a primary care doctor could probably see something like this and say, hey, this looks like there's a narrowing there. Can you please reread the scan? And then you wouldn't have that error there.
Yeah. I I'm a bit skeptical of these companies because it's a, I don't know what the radiology workload is. If a radiologist could come in and tell us like, hey, what would it actually take in terms of like hourly input to properly analyze a full body MRI, except for the toes or something like that. They don't do the feet, right?
Yeah.
Like they cut that section off.
Yeah.
What would the hourly work? And do these numbers actually make sense? Or is this just all venture capital burning money? I'd be really interested to know that. And, you know, I've had a couple of quality control issues with these with patients where, you know, one example, there was an organ that the patient had had removed and it was remarked as present and normal. Obviously not the case. And then another where they didn't remark on some musculoskeletal post-surgical changes that would have been mm-hmm. extremely obvious. So, yep. you know, reaching out to the company, they're, you know, not really, they're like, oh, like we won't do that. Or I'm like, hey, can you like tell us what the patient's prostate volume is? Because that's kind of a screener for BPH. Like, what does this look like? And that's a useful piece of information for a lot of older people. And they're like, oh, no, we don't do that. So they, yep. the lack of transparency in what they do and don't analyze makes it kind of worrisome. So it's like, yeah. if I went and got a full body MRI, would they even remark on, you know, my surgical repairs, like, and things that are not quite right? Or like, hey, there's an evidence of an old fracture here. Or mm-hmm. do they just leave out those things? Because
we can find out.
If you want a granular test, yeah, and I'll put it on the company credit card and we can do a chargeback if they miss even one thing.
That's funny. In all seriousness, that's why I do like services like BrainKey, not to promote them. I'm not paid to promote them. I don't make money for ordering their scans or using their service. But I don't have a discount code. I don't get a kickback. I'm not an influencer for them. And I don't think they have influencers. So I don't think you can find a discount code for them. Yeah. I think you have to go to a doctor.
Yeah, you can't just order the scan. So they seem like quite an ethical company, and they've done things sort of scientifically, building from the ground up. And I think that certainly would have like remarked upon this finding.
Because
they're
think
very
so.
Granular. You know, they're telling you, okay, your hypothalamus or your, you know, frontal cortex,
hippocampus,
is, you know, is in this percentile. It's below average, above average, whatever, down to the percent. You know, yeah. if Pronuvo is doing something like that with your organs or with your muscles, like if they just said like, hey, yeah, like your brain is in the, you know, 30th percentile for size, it's like, you know, consider like optimizing your health to promote like brain health, right, physically. So I mean, at the very least, this gentleman, if he would have been told about this, it's, you know, probably aggressive medical management and lifestyle medicine, right? We don't know anything about their baseline health with their obesity or hypertension or what their lipid numbers were.
Just 30, then like 37-year-old.
Yeah. And like dual antiplatelet therapy is done in some of these cases, depending on the degree of stenosis, and probably would have prevented his stroke or at least significantly reduced the risk. But he just didn't know. So he sort of got this false bill of reassurance when he was expecting like this like checkup and like, okay, everything's good to go. And then it wasn't the case.
Yeah. To be clear, BrainKey, which we mentioned earlier, does not have full body MRIs. So we're not doing a, you know, a hit piece article on one thing that happened with one huge company that probably does have, I've had patients be very happy with their scans as well. But at the same time, you know, there's a difference between getting an MRI of your brain and your entire body. There's just so many other incidental findings that can come up. And it seems like a lot of people jump straight to a full body MRI that don't even have a primary care physician, where really they probably need a concierge medical physician in order to really help them interpret the incidental findings and the findings that were missed or the findings that were false negative, you know, both false positive and false negatives is what those things are. But is there a test that maybe somebody should get? Here I am plugging our businesses that maybe it, maybe not, it's not instead of a full body MRI, but a test that they probably don't have that could help something like their cardiovascular disease risk.
Yeah. I mean, if people get a good comprehensive set of blood work, that's a much better starting point. It's going to tell you a lot more about your different organ systems and the health of things there than an MRI, right? You can't tell if someone has low testosterone or their iron status from an MRI. Certain types of MRI, you can see iron overload, like in the liver, but a Pronuvo is not going to say, hey, you're iron deficient or you need more B12 or you actually are subclinically hypothyroid and you should monitor this. There's lots of things that blood work is just better for. And I'm not 100% against full body MRIs.
Agreed. I think
the silver lining of this is that the critics who say, oh, these things, all they do is create false positives and they're never going to save any lives. All they do is, you know, make people worried about things. Like, this is the perfect case where it actually could have had a positive impact.
Yeah. And there has been lots of positive impacts. I bet when famous celebrities get their MRI, they're really careful when they read over, say, like Kim Kardashian's MRI.
They see a name
MRI.
They recognize.
Yeah. You know, some of that's just medical privilege as well, which is unfortunate. But find a good doctor or nurse practitioner. They don't have to be a concierge level, but someone that will listen to your questions and can explain. And if they don't know, then they'll say, I'll look it up, or I'll use consensus or open evidence to help me learn. And think about your own health as your own biggest advocate. For example, I think it's only, 1% of people who have checked their Lp(a) level, and people can go to sagebio.com. For $15, we probably lose money selling this test on our website, but for $15, you can go to sagebio.com, our company, and get your lipoprotein(a) checked. And that'll tell you if you're going to be higher risk of ischemic disease, so plaque-related disease like this individual was.
Yeah, he could have had elevated lipoprotein A. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I think that about covers it. Hopefully people didn't see that as too negative. Again, there's many great services, including Prenuvo, which under the proper care of a physician are fantastic tests. But hopefully it gives people kind of a balanced approach to, yes, there's a lot of upsides and downsides to health interventions.
Yeah, absolutely. So like we mentioned, if you know there are radiologists out there who listen to this and have some insight onto the business model, just for my own personal curiosity, I'd be interested to know. And let us know what other questions you have about full body MRI or other screening tests. And as always, thank you for your time and thank you for watching. May God bless you with health and happiness.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.